Hello, welcome back to another episode of Unscript Diaries, brought to you by Truly Lemonade. Just kidding, I wish. I am your host, Danielle, and my co-host is Becca. Today we are basically spilling the tea about relationships and our personal experiences, whether it's about family, friends, boyfriends, or any girlfriends, and how it's made us into a better person. So, everyone has always had that one messed up relationship, whether it has affected you in the long term or future relationships. This also includes me and Becca's relationship, and I'd say, how long have we been friends?
I think we've been friends over 9 years now.
9 years, so like middle school?
Yeah, eighth grade. Eighth grade is when I first met you.
That's a long time.
I know.
So obviously we have been friends for about a decade, and not once have we had an argument about even the smallest things. And we went to middle school together, we went to high school together. Granted, we've known each other for so long, but there were some gap years where we didn't even talk at all. And I'd say in high school, we were the closest, you know, sophomore, junior year. But when I was a senior, we actually didn't talk as much. And I actually went to college across the country in DC. But every time that we came back to each other, it was always the same. There was nothing changed at all. We talked the same, and we can always be ourselves when together. It doesn't matter how long of a time period we are away from each other. It just, our connection never seems to die. What do you think our fallout was in high school? Because I know that we were best friends and hung out every single day, but my senior year, we just stopped. What do you think happened?
I don't think that we, like, it was an actual falling out. I think that we just had, like, joined different friend groups, you know? And you had a different boyfriend, and I had a different boyfriend, so that really pieced us into different friend groups as well. I think it was more so the fact that we were in high school and we were trying to grow individually. I feel like high school is a really hard place to be when you're, you know, you're going through puberty, and a lot of things changes in your body and your mind during that time. So, of course, friendships are going to change, but I kind of feel like our friendship is like the once in a lifetime discovery, you know, because during those periods of time, friendships just change, friends change all the time. But you and I, we've kind of been like building blocks together.
Yeah, and speaking of the high school perspective, I also think, you know, everyone is trying to figure out who they are. So they see a different type of friend group. They think they are that type of person. They don't like it. So we always go back to the person that we were before, hence us, because of that 1 year to 2 year distance with us. But aside from that, I feel like everyone does go through that phase. And we got lucky because we've always had that close relationship. I mean, everyone has had that one super close best friend, whether it's growing up or you meet them at an older age. And I've actually seen those relationships where it was a growing. Okay, I'll tell you about Hailey and Justin Bieber. You know, they were best friends when they first met as like a kid. How old were they? Do you know much about them?
I don't, but in my opinion, I'm not like a huge fan. Okay. I'm definitely not like a hater of the Justin Bieber Hailey relationship, but I'm a hardcore fan of Selena and Justin relationship.
Okay, well, I was just kind of comparing that with situations with the relationships in life, because, you know, obviously Justin and Selena, they dated for a really good period of time, but Hailey was in his life that entire time. You know, they met when they were younger than teenagers, and they were best friends, they liked each other, then they didn't talk at all. Selena came into the picture, and then Hailey comes back, and they end up marrying each other. So, like, there's those different situations in life.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And, you know, as we're getting older, you know, you're going off, and we're both in college still, and we're working full-time. So, of course, as you get older, there's going to be weeks or days, months, where you don't get to talk every single day. And I feel like that's also a part of growth in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because we need to be able to balance our own lives along with being able to keep our relationship as close. But I feel like every time we do have those periods of times, we still come back together and we just, you know, we laugh, we joke, and we catch each other up on everything in the past.
On a side note, since we're talking about our friendship, you moved about 3 years ago, and a year later, I remember you came to visit me and you stayed with me at my house for about a week. We had a blast. We did everything that we usually do. And I remember on the last two nights, we kind of had this tension, but we never brought it up to each other. And since I knew that you were going to leave, I didn't want to end on that note. So I sat up on my bed, I looked at you, and I'm like, Becca, can we have a serious talk? And I don't remember the actual content, but I just had to let it off my chest. And obviously you had to too, which I didn't know. So I was glad I brought up this conversation. And, you know, this was our first, I wouldn't say it was an argument, but we definitely bumped heads. And it was a miscommunication and we both had to get something off our chest.
I feel like it was more, like you said, a miscommunication. And I feel like that stems from the fact that throughout our entire relationship, I have never wanted to make you feel like I was angry at you, because I've never been angry at you. I've more been like irritated over things. And you know, in relationships, it's really important not to let things build up.
It can be easy to piss someone off too. And people don't know how to communicate nowadays.
Yeah, so we had, over that week, we hadn't seen each other in a long time. We were dealing with our long distance and, you know, like, I had no friends moving out to the state that I moved to. And, you know, when we lived in the same state, we really relied on our friendship. And I know you weren't very close, like, you didn't have, like, another tight relationship. So when I did come and visit, I was more like jealous, I would say, that you had more friends that you wanted to see and introduce me to, and me being the introvert that I am.
You are such an introvert.
I still am.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
I hate going out and seeing new people. I hate driving places. So to me, I was like, when you were like, oh, like, let's drive to Gilroy, I was like, No, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just want to hang out with you and I want to do our usual routine. Like, I feel like we are very different in the aspect where you're more of the outgoing type and you, like, want to make new friends. You want to see all your friends. I'm really the one person type. I commit to one friend and they are my best friend for life. And it's, our relationship will never change. Actually, you know, I wouldn't say it would never change because, you know, we did have a conversation that really changed, like, the way that we communicated and we spoke to each other, and you really helped me in a lot of, like, self-realization of the things that I was doing and the way that I was treating you wasn't okay, you know, and I was able to get by doing that conversation with you, not only did it benefit our relationship, it also benefited my relationship with my family and with my boyfriend as well.
I can totally relate to that because my family, you know, we don't always have that good communication, and my dad, he's definitely helped me with that because I'm closest with him. So there has been some situations where we have bumped heads, and especially with other friendships and boyfriends and girlfriends, it's not always easy to be upfront or be completely honest because, like we said, we don't want to hurt each other's feelings. But sometimes it's the best way to go because it could make your relationship or friendship a lot more healthier, a lot more happier, and there's no barrier between you guys.
I also feel like there is a way to go about speaking with your friends about things that they're doing that bugs you, because, you know, you don't have to be really harsh about something that makes you upset. You can be like, hey, can we sit down and talk? Because just as something's bothering you, I could also be extremely bothered about something else that you're doing that's, you know, kind of having a domino effect. And I also feel like it's so easy nowadays to hurt someone. A lot of people in our generation, even though a lot of us grew up on like South Park and Family Guy, where, yes, you know, they're super rude on there, but we're really just sensitive people. And, you know, I'm very sensitive. The slightest tone in someone's voice, I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're upset with me. Or like, if you don't talk to me for a certain amount of time, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, are they upset, like mad at me? But in all reality, that's not the case. And everyone's going through something that they might not want to share with you. And, you know, that's okay. But the important thing is to communicate with that person and be like, hey, what's going on? And if they don't want to talk about it, then they can just be like, you know, I have something going on and I'm not really wanting to talk about it, but
I'm not ready yet.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
In the same way, too, I tend to curl up in a little ball mentally because sometimes I don't know how to approach the certain conversation. And even when someone asks me, hey, are you okay? What's going on? I want to say it, but it feels like I get trapped and it's stuck. I can't express my feelings. So sometimes you have to go through those emotions, feel them, get them out of your system, and be like, hey, I'm ready to talk. I need to let it off my chest. And when you have that certain someone talk to you about it, it will make you feel a lot better. And especially if you know someone so well and you were the first one to approach them, that also shows a lot with your relationship and how they care about you. Because if you have a friend and they don't say anything and they kind of brush it off your shoulder, that doesn't really show the true bond of that actual relationship or
friend. I feel like a lot of issues with relationships could really be fixed with communication. That's like, I would say communication is one of the main foundations of a relationship.
A healthy relationship.
Yeah, and that goes with every single relationship that you have now and in your future. And the more that you're working on being a better communicator, the better your relationships will be.
It makes you a better person too, because it's kind of like someone talking to you as an outside person, because your mentality could be at a different level and someone else may have been going through some major crap and they speak to you, they're communicating, being super honest, you can learn something from that. And once you learn that, you could be in their position, you could talk to someone and say, hey, I've actually experienced this, that.
I feel like as much as I'm saying communication is important, I am so bad at it.
But you're getting there.
Yeah, and I've always heard from so many people around me that I wait for my time to speak and I don't listen to what the other person is trying to say, which is, you know, I think that was one of the topics that we had a conversation about during that time period when I came to visit and we had that talk, because, you know, we sat down and we started with what our issue was during that time. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Here are other things that I want to work on and I need your help to get to where I want to be. Because, you know, doing something on your own is so hard, especially when you can't realize when you're in the wrong. And I can't admit that I'm wrong, because I don't feel like I'm in the wrong, even though what I did hurt someone else. I experienced that in my relationship now, and that is my fault. And I'm working on it all the time to be a better girlfriend, be a better sister, you know? You're in a lot of things I've always struggled with, and the past couple of years is really when I have really recognized with that in myself. And my boyfriend is really one of the main people who it has affected, and I've really seen how much it has affected our relationship. So it is something that I really need to work on.
It's also another big factor. I mean, obviously you could have the same traits as your parents, but you also have to remember that it's your own life, and you have to say you improve small things, big things in life, but you gotta remember it's yourself, and you can't always reflect off of what you grew up with. Maybe that wasn't the best thing to do, and people in your life, and it happens for a reason. Obviously, the people that stay in your life are for a good reason. They either help you.
I'm very stubborn. I am. I'm one of the most stubborn people I feel like you'll ever meet. And with that, it's just, I don't want to admit when I'm wrong because I don't want to feel embarrassed.
I think it's okay that you feel embarrassed, because even when you admit it, it'll show the other people around you that you're owning up to your mistake or whatever happened, and it shows that you are mature enough to understand, like, everyone makes mistakes in life. You can learn from it. So it's okay to be embarrassed. You live and learn. That's the whole point in life and how you make yourself a better person.
It's hard relationship that we go through, make those relationships and bonds stronger. I know with, like, our relationship, we've become really strong through long distance, and it's ultimately made us connect more on a deeper level, not being able to see each other physically. And
example, they actually did long distance for 3 years, and I have no idea how they did that. That's just amazing. That just shows true love right there, the fact that you stick to each other's side no matter thick or thin. And it's a big factor of being able to trust one another. And of course you're gonna go through those big waves. You don't know what they're doing. You typically get in your head, and I'm speaking on my side because I typically am like that because of past relationships, and it's really hard to overcome those because of the bad relationships that you've had in your life. Like I said, it could affect you in the long run, as I said in the beginning, but it also helps you find the right person. You know, you have different personalities that you date. There's different looks. Everyone has a certain type of trait that finds you attractive or that other person attractive. But if you end up not liking them, then you've already found out what kind of traits you don't like. And so once you start looking around for anyone to date or to have a good friendship with, then you know what to look for, because it's really hard to find a good combination of what suits you and what makes you happy. But on top of that, I'm not saying you have to be in a relationship. You have to have that one best friend. It's a matter of time. You could find someone in a couple of weeks, months, and maybe even a couple of years. But within that time, you could still work on yourself. You can make yourself a good individual, make yourself happy, and figure out what you like. And the best relationships and friendships actually come when you're not trying to find them. It typically happens in the most unexpected time of the day or location, because sometimes you can find someone that likes the same activity or hobby as you, and you could bond off of that. But aside from that,
I want to add something in there, because, you know, when we first met, we didn't meet through something that we enjoyed doing. It was like one of a mutual friend that kind of brought us together. I think that the people who are meant to be in your life are going to come into your life at the exact moment that they are meant to be. If you try to force relationships with other people, they're pretty much, I wouldn't say bound to fail, but any type of relationship that forced is not, I wouldn't say, a good relationship to have. If you are putting in effort and the other person isn't putting in effort into your relationship, then to me, I don't see a point of continuing a relationship with that person. I do think single day isn't going to be 50-50 on both sides, because there's some days when one person is going to put in 10% and the other one's going to have to overcompensate for that other 10 other percentage that's missing. You know, everyone, like we said earlier, is going through their own problems, and sometimes we don't know what that person is going through mentally or physically or in their life. So, but if it's a constant thing where you're overcompensating for that person to keep that relationship going, and it's kind of just stale and you don't see any growth, I think that's when I would call it quits.
Because not everyone can put in their 100%, as you said. And if you try to force that relationship on that person, is it worth trying to put in 120% if they're putting in 50? Granted, everyone has their own life and everyone goes through their own situations. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you gotta let them know, hey, I'm still here for you. I'm just going through my own crap right now, kind of thing. And not saying it has to be a reminder every day, but it would factor of communication, as we've been bringing up.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be like an everyday thing, because we don't even talk every day. I mean, we text each other and Snapchat every day, but we're not constantly engaging in conversations with each other. We probably maybe have a phone call once a week or once every 2 weeks to catch up on each other.
Yeah, there was a couple weeks ago, we didn't talk for about 2 weeks, and then all we really need is just one phone call to catch up on things, because what's the point, I would say, of talking every single day? Granted, there are those relationships where you can talk every single day, and it's great if you can, but at the same time, what holds a good relationship is just the fact that you can talk about literally anything. You can bring up different topics, you can rant about anything, anytime, and if that one person has their phone all the time and it's like answer the phone every second you call, that's what I call a good relationship.
Yeah, and you expect you to answer every single one of my calls. I know you
do call me back though.
I know, that's very true. I'm very bad at answering people who call me back.
That's okay.
But on a side note, I do want to apologize. My dog is knocked out right now, and she is snoring very loudly.
She's so cute, though.
I know, but she is so heavy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, back to what I was saying. It is pretty normal for relationships to grow apart as you get older, and just because you're focusing on getting your life together, and I'm focusing on my life, so of course it's we're not going to be talking all the time anymore. It's going to be like every week or 2 weeks. But just the fact that we're able to come back together and refocus our relationship, it is so important to make time for your relationships.
I also think that because, you know, in high school, we did everything together. We even have the same outfits. Like, we wore them on the same day sometimes. So, do you remember that? Our red one?
I do remember that. I have no idea where that went. I think I grew out of it.
I think I did too.
I know.
Because I tried to put it on a couple months. No. Yeah, it was probably a couple months ago I tried it. And I'm like, oh my god, how did I fit in this? What the heck? I was thinking about you. And so, we have those small things that we did. They're small things, big things. It's like all the little activities that we did. It was an everyday thing. But I feel like once we moved, I was the first one to move. I went to DC for a year. We did not talk at that time period, did we?
No.
Was like a once in a while thing, or we like it was just dead.
We weren't talking at all.
Okay.
Because I remember, I think it was my junior year, I kind of started going off with a new friend group.
Yes, with another girl my name. I was quite jealous.
Oh my goodness.
But, you know, we had that, and then I came back, and I kind of liked it when you lived with me. It's like, I had another sister. Because my sister had moved out already. And, like, I feel so lonely. And then you came, like, okay, my best friend's back.
I know. I remember living at your house. So, I lived at her house for, like, maybe, like, 2 months.
It was about 2 months.
And so, I remember Coda. Coda's her dog.
Coda's a husky.
I used to snuggle with him.
Big old pillow.
I know.
Yeah, but so we would obviously spend so much time together, considering the fact that you lived with me.
Yeah.
Then, what happened after that? What happened after that? You went back to your family.
Yeah, I moved in with my grandparents, but I was still driving down to see you every day.
Oh, of course. Okay, so this is when you went to a different college, and I was going to a different college, and then it was less time seeing each other, but you would still come to my college.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I would go to your place, and
I think I was mostly coming.
You mostly were, to be honest, I think, yeah.
Yeah, because I always wanted to come see you to get my arm scratchies.
Oh, you love head scratchies, back scratchies, yes.
I remember that. It was so fun.
It's just like you would randomly show up. You'd text me like, hey, baby, I'm here. I'm like, okay, great, door's open.
I think like that kind of just explains how close we are in its own, because I really think of your parents kind of as like a second mom and dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've always been so welcoming and inviting.
I love them so much. My mom's such a sweetheart. And my dad, he's a clown. He, like, makes a bunch of jokes.
I know. I remember whenever I was there, he'd always come in and just start talking.
Just like, okay, excuse me, father. Like, we need some girl time. But it was cute. He was like, oh, I want to spend time with you guys. And my mom's like, knock, knock. Hi, is it okay if I come in?
I know. She's so great. I remember I actually was going to tell you, but I was on my laptop the other day, and I found a picture of the first night that we ever spent the night together.
Like, the very first night?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you have to send that to me.
First night that we ever had a sleepover together.
Oh, so this was, like, way before you stayed with me.
Oh, yeah, this was, like, in 2014.
Oh, that's
2013.
Dang.
Yeah, because that's when I was in eighth grade, and I spent the night with you for the first time.
Was this with the other girl or no?
I think it was just you and I.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we had that little friction, like, we were kind of jealous. Or no, the other girl was jealous of us because you were friends with her first.
Yeah.
And I was friends with her, and then we just kind of conjoined without her.
I know.
But back on track to what I was trying to say, if I remember what I was trying to say. Because I went to college, you did your own thing. It doesn't matter with the time being away from each other. It seemed as if there was no time in between that has changed. Like, we never went away. I wouldn't say fell off the chart, but I think it's also a good thing, because when we would see each other all the time, I don't know, maybe it depends on the friendship, like, oh, I'm getting kind of bored of this, or like, oh, it's our usual routine, you know, seeing each other every day. It's like, okay, we're not doing anything new. But, I mean, also because we're introverts, but at the same time, it's a good thing for friendship and relationships of being able to stay away and be like, oh my gosh, you remember when we did this or that? Like, literally what we just did.
Yeah.
So I feel like it helps the relationship bond, because you can enjoy those activities that we absolutely love, or we're not kind of, overdoing it.
Oh, overdoing the time. Yeah, and you know, there are, when COVID happened, he started working from home, and I still had to go into work, and it was really hard, because it was like, I'm constantly around you. There was no break from that other person.
You need that space.
Yeah, so he's actually out for this past week, and
that's why I'm here.
I know. And so having those, that time away from those people and your relationship is so important, because when you live together or constantly around that person, you don't get to experience what it feels like when they're no longer there.
And that's actually the true test.
Yeah. You know, for me, every single time that he goes on this trip before this year, I was really, like, sad. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're leaving me.
Girl,
like,
you still
I'm
gonna
be so lonely. Yeah, but I was more excited, to be honest, this time.
Only because I can.
Well, not is a part of it, but I was able to have, like, my free, not, like, freedom, but free range of the house.
Self-care.
Yes. Like, I could focus on myself and the things that I like to do rather than have, I can be more selfish with my time.
And it's also really important in a relationship to be comfortable with the significant other to be who you actually are. For example, if you have a certain cartoon, maybe you're embarrassed to watch it with that other person, or a certain game or anything that suits you, and you're embarrassed to do that certain thing around the significant other, that may seem a little bit of a red flag, but at the same time, it takes time, and it's a matter of how much that person cares and loves for you.
I know what you're doing. You're like...
I'm just saying.
Okay, so what she's trying to say is I have been into... like, I've been a total closeted anime fanatic since I was in, like, fifth grade, and I have kept it hidden since probably, like... I don't even know when I first told you. I think I told you, like, my sophomore year of college.
High school.
High school. I did tell you in high school?
High school.
Okay.
Only once, but because of how shy you were. And I'm like, yeah. You don't need to be ashamed. It's okay.
And that, you know, I feel like that in itself kind of explains, like, how shy I was about being open about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it's kind of, don't be afraid or ashamed of what other people think about you. Because of certain things that you love.
They need to like you and love you for who you are.
Yeah. And, you know, don't let that other person or your family or friends knock you down about it. You know, I've had friends who have laughed at me for it. And I'm just like, well, you know, your opinion about it isn't going to change how much it makes me happy.
How does it express, like, other reasons why you like it?
You know, I think it's more, since I've been watching it for so long, it's really just something that kind of relaxes me. I like it because it's like a cartoon. It reminds me of my childhood, and...
it's a comfort thing.
Yeah, it really is a comfort thing to me. Because my parents are... So my parents are divorced, and I would watch it every single time I came down to stay at my mom's house.
So that's, it's like reminiscing.
Yeah, so especially if I watch certain animes that I watched during that time, it is like, I mean, I kind of forced you to watch one earlier with me.
No, you didn't force me, okay? I enjoyed it. I'm still spending time with you. And it was interesting, you know, you have to expand your horizon. I mean, for me personally... as to what you do with anime, I'm kind of the same with Disney and SpongeBob. Man, I like Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh my gosh, Clifford the Big Red Dog was my favorite to watch when I was a kid.
I know, me too.
I still love, have you ever seen that Aristocats movie? Maybe we'll have to watch that one tonight.
Yeah, we can do it tonight.
The one with the kittens and the guy sleeping pills and they're like milk, so you can get rid of them.
We'll watch it tonight. And face masks.
Yes, yes, we need like a... whole self-care routine, but actually we really need to repaint my walls after dyeing my hair.
So see, oh wait, that was your garage?
No. Okay, so that was me running over a paint pan in my garage. But the one in my room, I was dyeing my hair and it got on my walls.
Okay, so we will get those done. So while Becca over here is kissing her dog and she currently wants to say bye too, we are ending it on this note. This was basically us spilling the tea, expressing our feelings and our emotions about relationships and how we've overcome it, our thought process about everything. I hope you learned something about it, and I hope you enjoyed talking to us.